Right. Party's on. Like Frank, a good waltz.
Frank says thank you very much. That's one of his favorite tunes.
Oh yeah, good. Well, it's nice of you to dance. It's great.
Well, that's why I called him in.
Okay. Where are we at? Maybe we wanted to do a hornpipe or a jig. We got We've got time for a couple more. So let's do it. Let's pick it up again, okay? How about the Shandon Bells? If I can remember how it goes. And so the coppers and brass, I've got written down here. I went to the session, and that is a different name for Hardigan's Fancy, I think, right? So I have, yeah. So I have that Shandon Bells with Hardigan's Fancy. And I don't know where coppers and brass came from, but I always knew this tune as Hardigan's Fancy. And so this is another tune. It was very popular in Wexford, and my father, and I think probably because they're good tunes for the harmonica. And the harmonica was very popular in County Wexford. If you ever hear the Murphy family, Pip Murphy and Phil and John, three harmonica players and national champions in Ireland. Phenomenal. It's definitely, there's some stuff on YouTube if you look them up. Fantastic harmonica stuff. Anyway, so I think that's why it was so popular. My father used to lull this tune around the house all the time. And then the coppers and brass. I think we did that was very popular in the Ceilidh dance circuit in the 70s in England. It was all Ceilidh dance. There wasn't really any much set dancing. I don't know if any of you do the dancing, but certainly when I had a little band called the Liffey Banks Ceilidh Band, and we would go out and play Ceilidhs. In fact, we were hired by the Irish Tourist Board to do Ceilidhs at universities. Like London, Hove, and Cambridge. And so we went around and did all these Ceilidhs for the students to promote travel to Ireland. And so this Coppers and Brass was a very popular tune for the Ceilidh dance circuit in the day. And now, of course, Ceilidh is dying out a lot, certainly in America anyway, because most they're not really Ceilidhs anymore. They're all sets, you know, which is not necessarily a bad thing because I love a good set myself. I love to get up and dance, but it's a pity to see some of those good Ceilidh dances go to the wayside. So, but anyway, so. And then. Lovely.